This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Review. Experts in the field of conversation are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, at Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is here, at Rich McFadden, along with Joe Crummy, at Joe Crummy. It's M-M-E-Y. Thanks for the shout-out on Facebook, Joe. Actually, yes, probably everybody here is on Instagram in the same way, right? At On Air Victoria. Victoria yep. Keelan is here. So you can check us out both at Instagram and on Twitter, should you have something to say. I'm hearing from a fellow named Craig Bryant, who is a Buckeye, who likes listening to the countdown, likes our review. He likes our even-handed approach. How about that? Everybody, we'll put our even hands together for a review of the items that are on the charts this week. According to the experts at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, charts for the week is September 25th to the 29th. Top 10 items at number 10. I don't want to say the same old, but it is kind of the same old. It's a focus on sports. People like to talk about sports. I think the anthem protest, which actually end up being number one this week on the countdown, not to spoiler alert, but that's all part of the conversation that's here. So anyway, number nine, Anthony Weiner gets sentenced to 2.5 years in the slammer for being a pig. Number eight, Hugh Hefner, a lot of people thought he was a pig, but he really wasn't, passed away. What did you think of the first time, Victoria, you ever heard of Playboy or Hugh Hefner? What did you think? What was your first impression as an adult woman?
Well, as an adult, my impression of him was very different than when I was a kid. As an adult, he had, this is going to sound funny to Joe and to Rich, but he had a very successful reality show called The Girls Next Door, and it was about the three of his girlfriends living at the mansion and following them and what they were doing from day to day, and it presented him in such a different light. It was a smart move because my entire generation was introduced to him as this very, like, loving, caring, open-minded guy who, you know, we always thought of him as the sleazy guy in the robe, and he really was so much more than that. And so my impression of him, and then of course as I started watching old clips of Playboy After Dark, he was so progressive and helped during the civil rights movement and put African Americans on TV on his show when they weren't really allowed to be on mainstream TV. And there were so many things that he did as a pioneer that I just became very impressed by as an adult. As a kid, you know, your parents say like, oh, you know, Playboy, it's bad or whatever. So, but as an adult, I had a much different impression.
I think my father ever told me anything about, well, by the time I was a 50, so I was a kid. I don't remember my father. I can't even imagine my father reading Playboy, frankly. Can you imagine your father, Joe?
Imagine their father.
I have a story about this. You want me to tell you a little story about Hugh Hefner? When we were kids, speaking of kids, my dad used to take the bus home from Albany downtown out to Loudonville, where we lived, except the bus stopped about a mile or two from our house. And so every afternoon at 5 o'clock or whatever, we would go down to the Loudon Arms Pharmacy to pick up my father, but he would be waiting inside the pharmacy and inside the front window where they handled the magazines.
And
this was funny. We would pull up, the front of the car would pull right up to the sidewalk in front of the door, and I remember my dad was standing in the window and he was reading a Playboy, and he looks up and all the, and there's my mom, you know, all the kids in the car busting him.
Oh, boy.
And you can see him, he looks up and he sees the car and he closes the magazine and he puts it down, and then he comes out and he gets in the car, and oh my god, and all the little kids that were all in the car, we busted him. It was
well, oh god, he had lots of different raps. Rich, you remember the first time you saw a Playboy?
I don't remember the first time, but I do remember as a kid going, you know, obviously you find your older brother gets one somewhere or something like that, and he's got it in his room.
Under his pillow.
You're like, where do I get more of these, you know? But, it was a rite of passage as a kid in the 70s.
Where do I get one of these? All right, let's see. Next here, The number seven item on the countdown, according to the survey done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Russian probe. It was, if you saw Will and Grace this week, the reintroduction to the show, there was a line, Victoria, you probably saw it. She, Deborah Messing's character, Grace, has been hired to redecorate the Oval Office because mm-hmm. her friend is a big Republican and supporter of the Trumps, and so she has the inside, and Grace is not a fan of the Trumpster or anything in the administration, but she takes the job anyway, and she's standing at the desk in the Oval Office, the president's desk, and opens up a little, what is that, what would you call that little box?
It looked like a cigar box.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, he doesn't smoke cigars, but it kind of looks like one of those type of
and old, so what did she
boxes.
Say was inside?
Well, she's talking about how, you know, so many great minds have sat and changed the course of history at that desk. And so she opens it up and kind of about to imply what this president's doing. And the only two things in the box was an English-Russian translation dictionary and a fidget spinner, which I don't know if you know what a fidget spinner is, Doug. They're those little things that they've become a huge phenomenon with kids. Rich, your kids probably have them.
They do.
And they're just like a little thing that spins on your finger, and it's supposed to be, I don't know what it's supposed to do. It's
help them
passes time.
It's supposed to lower stress, help you focus.
As opposed to just fiddling with your fingers.
Right. So that's what Trump has in his box on the test.
According to them and Will and Grace. All right. So anyway. And that was a cultural, by the way, this week, because most of the shows are now back full-time, regular television network shows are on. Everybody's back in season. That was one of the most anticipated of all of the shows to premiere because of its history and how it got to. And Victoria's done a great job of explaining this to me, Richie and Joe, as we've gone through a discussion of it this week. Apparently they had, at some point last year around election time, the cast got together. This is sort of an outshoot of that, right? That's the essence of them
getting
together.
I'm glad it's back, but when it first came on the original time, I watched it all the time. Super, super funny, very original show, really cool. And then it started taking itself too seriously, and then I just lost interest. Mm-hmm. And now I'm glad it's back, and I hope it's back to, it's just, they're just having fun.
Well, I watched it, Meredith and I watched a bit of it, I think we watched the whole thing last night. I was not a fan. I like Deborah Messing a lot. I don't know that much about the other actors that are participating in the show.
They're really funny.
But I didn't find it, I didn't find, even though I'm of the three men, Joe is a very strong Trump supporter. Richie is a moderate Trump supporter. I'm an idealist. That is, I am interested in ideas. Some of Trump's ideas I like. But I found myself being put off by the tone of the jokes. But as Victoria...
That's why I stopped watching it the first time it was on. Because they just started getting too political, too just...
But Victoria says... Victoria and Kara is at, she's not at the controls in this hour. But anyway, they both said to me that I'm not the audience and you're not the audience. That's not what they're going for.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I think what I was saying, too, is the first episode, it was expected that they would be very political because that little election spoof video that they did launched them back on the air. They have two seasons. NBC gave them a second season already before this episode even the season aired.
But
that's the power of that viral video, which is why I said it was expected that they address political things in the first episode. I don't think that that's going to be something that's going to be a mainstay going on into the season. I think it's going to be more about where they are in their lives, and you know, Grace is divorced now, and Will is still single, and Jack is still single forever, and Karen's still drunk. So it's but I think it's tough though, Doug, for anyone to start last night with the first episode they've ever seen. That's a really difficult entree.
Well, let's see. Give it a couple of more weeks' chance. I'm sure Mary
will
watch
it again.
So if I'm with her, I'll just watch and see what's what and who's who. She was the first one that said it, though. She said it before I did. I'm not sure I'm going to stick with this too long, because she's in the same
If you're a big Trump supporter, you know, yeah, there were a lot of shots at Trump and the administration last night, but I actually think that the Republican character Karen had the funniest lines of the night, and it was all about her history, her long history with, you know, Nancy, was she and Nancy trying to get Ronnie to take his pills? I mean, there were so many funny lines that were all Republican-based jokes. She had the funniest lines of the night.
16 past the hour on this week's Countdown Overview. I'm happy to welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, MyPillow. Ooh. If you are a person who struggles to get to bed at night, you toss and turn around a lot, you find yourself stuffing and piling the pillows up for support, MyPillow will bring you to the point of happiness and bliss. This is a patented adjustable pillow. The fill inside of it is unique. It's patented. It is swell, if I can use that corny word. Keeps you cool at night. Keeps your head in the place you want it to be, with the support for your neck that you need to have. You'll go off faster. You'll stay out longer. You'll wake up refreshed. Here's the deal. 50% off a four-pillow pack right now. 50% off, half the price for four pillows from MyPillow. Remember, your pillow needs to be replaced every year. So replace it or them, depending on how many you've got. Most everybody's got a couple of them. Two travel pillows, two premium pillows, 50% off the four-pack price. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Yep, 50% off the four-pillow pack, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. It makes a lot of sense. There's a 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. These pillows, you can wash them in the machine, dry them in the dryer, all that good stuff. But remember, you should replace them every year. And replace them now at MyPillow.com. Get the 50% off deal. The promo code is DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow, and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
And it's 20 past on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're just talking about Puerto Rico here, Joe and Victoria and myself, and whether Trump really cares about who lives there, because people are saying that he doesn't want to help Puerto Rico as much as he wants the others.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's not really, though. I mean, you know, he definitely, right away, Mar-a-Lago is in Palm Beach, and Florida had, you know, a phone call from him, and whatever aid and need they had, it was already promised. And, you know, and in Puerto Rico, he's been tweeting about, you know, well, some people don't want the Jones Act to be lifted, and but he basically buckled under the pressure to lift that Jones Act to help the people of Puerto Rico.
He wants to be seen as successful. He doesn't want to see... he doesn't want to be looked
at as a failure.
It's not
personal. He doesn't care about the people.
And his ego will not let Puerto Rico suffer. So, It's 21 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen coming right back at you.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 23 and change after the hour. This week's countdown overview with the services of Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen going through the charts and the people at Talkers Magazine. You go to talkers.com, you can see this list completely there. You can hear a podcast, by the way. I was talking earlier because Joe's nice enough on Facebook to promote the fact that he is here on the Countdown with us every week. You can listen to a podcast of this broadcast every week as well. Go to blogtalkradio.com/countdown. All right? That's all you have to do, /countdown. It's Blog Talk Radio. You can go to iTunes, wherever you get a podcast. Joe's here courtesy of his own podcast. It's called Evil Thoughts. Joe is an evil guy, as you can tell by listening to him, and he has evil thoughts. And every day there's a new component to those thoughts in his podcast. Check it out, iTunes. It's entertaining. It's informative. It's annoying. All of those things.
It's evil.
It's evil.
It's more than you have
it's
a right
evil.
To expect.
It right.
Is. It is.
All right. Our podcast, though, is blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. Okay. The next item, we worked our way up to number six, the situation in Puerto Rico a week after Maria. The Puerto Ricans don't have water. They don't have food. They have a lot of people who are sick. There's nothing that will kill you faster than diarrhea. And that's what they have, a lot of conjunctivitis.
Just ask Haiti.
No, medicine is not, they don't have. So now a lot of the cruise ships, apparently the cruise lines, the three biggest ones, are filling up the ships with all kinds of food and aid and bringing them to Puerto Rico and then eventually to the other islands in the Caribbean. Good for them.
Why don't they just dock there and let the people live on the ship?
Yeah, well,
they're bringing back.
By
yeah.
the thousands, they've been bringing people back from Puerto Rico.
The sickest though. People who need Lauderdale. Real medical attention, yeah.
Yeah, right, yep. So, is there some controversy about Trump, he doesn't like Puerto Ricans? Is that the allegation? He doesn't like Puerto Ricans, he's not helping them.
Well, he takes the hit on any Latinos and because right. of his stance on immigration.
Yeah.
So, yes, well, obviously people are going to
Puerto Rico is a... is an American protectorate, so they all have American passports, right? They don't have to be. It's not like... I think that they are bringing the Puerto Ricans in without any question. But if you're from one of the other Virgin Islands, the British Virgin Islands,
well,
or
they're
French,
American citizens, so there's nothing to do. I mean,
Puerto Ricans.
Did you know that 90% of all people that excuse me live in U.S. protectorates, whatever, Puerto Rico, 90%, more than 90%.
Yeah. Well, 90% what?
What?
Of,
yeah.
of all American. The people that live in Guam, all the people that live in our protectorates around around the continent of the United States, 90% of that population resides in Puerto Rico.
So 90% of those who are protectors are being protected.
Everybody's in Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Guam is a small island. I don't know, about 150,000 people live there. Most of them are either attached to Anderson Air Force Base or, I think there's a sub base there, too, if I remember correctly, Richie, from our time.
Yeah, there is.
There's
Navy and Air.
Anderson. Yeah. Yeah, right. So, yeah.
Great place.
Most of those people that live there are, well, the what do they call?
Chamorros.
That's it. The Chamorros are the natives.
Half a day, eh?
Half a day. Richie and I, I've been over there twice. Richie and I went once, but it's been a long time. I've been on that station.
Really?
57
but, I mean,
a long
is,
time.
They you are American. Long. They don't.
Yeah, yeah.
They are 100% American. This is America. We live in America. There's no difference.
No.
At all.
No. But
they don't vote, though, right? You don't vote.
Yeah,
I don't
think
you vote, though.
They can vote. They vote.
They can vote. Can you vote in Puerto Rico? Because I know that they have representatives in Congress, but they can't vote.
They don't.
So, in other words, if you're Puerto Rico, you can vote. Right. You can vote, but they don't have any representation that votes.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, correct.
Oh, or is it like, what's her face? It represents D.C. What's her name? Eleanor.
Right. Same thing.
Norton. Same kind of thing. Yep.
Yeah.
Same thing. 28 past the hour. See, you learn a lot by listening to the Countdown Overview.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Audi show off a car that you can't drive. It has no steering wheel or pedals. However, it's just a design concept with four doors and a space for four passengers. And passengers are the key, as this is a demonstration of Audi's new driverless car. This latest technology demonstrates a combination between innovation in driver, suspension, digitalization, and sustainability in a visionary manner. It will be able to cover up to 500 miles on a single charge. If you want to see the 26-inch wheels and this concept, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Are you in a hurry? Well, I am. But as a paralyzed veteran, I had to overcome incredible challenges just to regain my independence and return to work. Finding a parking space shouldn't be one of them. Illegally parking in spaces reserved for people with disabilities is not only wrong, it's against the law. So please, think twice before pulling into a reserved parking spot. Even if it's just for a minute, it's 60 seconds too long. This has been a public service announcement from United Spinal Association.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on girls' graphic tees, just $9.99. Flannels for him, only $12.99. Denim for her, just $24.99. Get Nikes for $39.99. Kitchen electrics, only $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, the Big One bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Flex style, see store, Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, 34 after the hour. This is the Countdown Review. Experts in the field of conversation are here. You can listen to us, engage with us if you would like to. Us includes Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, along with broadcast expert Joe Crummy, who's got his Evil Thoughts podcast on iTunes. And then there's Victoria Keelan, who's part of the DJV experience that you hear every day. I got a note from our friend Richie Larry Fuss, who owns stations. We are on several of his stations, but he has stations outside the country as well as inside the country, and he has clarified our thoughts on who can vote. He says citizens in the territories cannot vote in presidential elections. Not all residents of territories or citizens, American Samoans, for example, are U.S. nationals. Every territory has a non-voting delegate in the House of Representatives. They can introduce bills, vote in committee, but they cannot vote on the floor.
Correct.
So that's the.
But they can vote in the election, right?
No, they can't vote in presidential elections.
Huh.
That's what. Yeah.
I was thinking. I mean, if your representative can't vote, then you shouldn't vote either. I mean, when
you
have a presidential election, does anybody ever say, "Hey, we're waiting for the vote from Puerto Rico"? No.
Washington D.C. votes.
So you think that Puerto Rico?
Well, because that's a state. That's
because
different.
Of all the trouble that they're
state,
having.
I stand corrected. I know. Do not have voting right.
That's what Larry just said. Larry, I would trust Larry's answer.
Wait, who doesn't? What's the final verdict on this?
They
final
do not
verdict
vote.
Is you don't have a vote.
Puerto Rico and U.S. territories do not have electoral votes for president.
Period.
Right, but if you're in D.C., you can vote.
But does it count?
Oh, you know what it is?
Yes.
They can participate in the primaries, but not in the electoral votes.
Electoral votes.
If you have a
residence, send the electoral college.
Correct.
Yeah. Because they don't have certified reps. Okay, that clarifies it. Thank you, Larry. Good job. The whole business about the situation in Puerto Rico brings us around to thinking that Puerto Rico may become the 51st state because this devastation from the storm, nail in the coffin,
choice.
They just can't survive. They don't have any money. They run the governors. The political leadership there has been absent without leave. AWOL for decades. Puerto Rico has been very badly managed. All you have to do is go there and you can see and feel it. I've only been there once, but it wasn't a place I'd go back to, frankly. I didn't like it. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see how the Congress deals with this as they go through trying to figure out how to fix the mess in Florida, fix the mess in Texas. There's a lot of stuff to deal with here, lots of messes. Speaking of messes, number five, North Korea, sanctions, discussion. I don't know what's different from week to week here.
This.
I don't see there's any difference.
I'll tell you what, I had a thought about it. You know, speaking of Guam, don't you think it's kind of lame, saying that you're going to, say if you're North Korea and you want to put the hurt on the United States, that you're going to nuke Guam? That's like saying, I'm going to kill you, but I'm going to step on your toe first.
Not going there.
I mean, don't you think that's rather
lame? We're
going
to protect our friends in Guam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's like, all right, United States, I'm taking you down. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm taking out Guam, and they don't even vote.
So Larry has a further clarification here. D.C. residents can vote.
Yes.
D.C. is not technically a territory. The territories do have electoral votes. Delegates can vote at conventions. All right.
Correct.
Got that straightened out. Thank you, Larry. For part two of that.
So D.C. is somewhere in between a state and a territory.
That's right.
All right. Number four is something that sort of takes me back. I'm wondering really what is going on in our country or certain parts of our country because we seem to be becoming more and more and more divided. And the example I have is more is victory in the election. Luther, what was the guy's name that Trump
Strange.
Went down to support? Strange, right?
Luther,
wasn't Luther
Strange.
Strange? Yeah. So Roy Moore was a judge who wasn't kicked off the bench once, but kicked off the bench twice that I know of. And he is like as close to a Neanderthal politically as you can come up with that I can manage to see. And I just wonder if all of this division that we have, and I guess I'd even go back to the Will and Grace conversation that we were having in the show, the fact that these sorts of things raise the ire in people to almost a boiling point where we have so many things that seem to separate us, and along comes a guy like this who is he's like a separatist, actually, Cro-Magnon, Neanderthal, whatever, however you want to describe his thinking. It certainly isn't progressive. Not that that has to be the be-all and end-all. Obviously, the guy's got a lot of support. So what does that say? Guys like this get the kind of support that they do. What does it say about where our country is heading or where those people in those areas that vote for people like this? And I'm not putting them down.
It's the pendulum swinging back from overreach of government, and he is the total anti-overreach candidate. Mm-hmm. And people do not want this much government interference in their life.
Well,
in that
but why
didn't
they?
Well,
they
it's more
that's why they
that
voted
though,
for
too.
Trump. Well, they voted for Trump for that way for that reason. So why didn't they vote Luther Strange, who was his candidate?
Because
they don't see Trump as ideologically pure at all, which he's not. If you listen to somebody, you know, one of the purest right wingers on the radio is Mark Levin. I was listening to him yesterday. He's all for Roy Moore.
Yeah,
and because he doesn't do what Trump says all the time, and you know Trump is kind of straddling the line right and left when it suits him.
All those guys like Mark,
not that guy,
had to choke on their words because they didn't want Trump in the first place, and now they don't know what to do with it. He doesn't know what to do with them on the air. He doesn't know what to do with them with that organization that he runs. They didn't know what to do with Trump. They don't know how to handle it. You know, they
I love it.
The only people who are real purists are the people that work on the Salem stations, because that's what the company told them to do, and so that's what they do. But other than that, I don't know. Are there any? I guess Hannity is probably as close to a purist as there is, right?
I mean, Roy Moore is going to be a Christian, and he's going to want to follow all the rules of the United States. It's whatever, you know, just go by the book.
What book?
Right. He was against gay adoption. I was reading up on him. He was against. Now, when he was, if he still is, I don't know. But he was.
I doubt that changed.
Yeah, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know.
Yeah,
he was
Roy Moore is
it.
Bible and Constitution.
Just, yeah.
That's that's his guide.
Literal Bible. Right. Constitution.
So,
right?
He wouldn't be my guy. I don't want Bible thumpers. Mm-hmm. I don't want people like that in service. If they separate it and leave it home, I don't care what they believe. But you start mixing that stuff up with what government. That isn't what government's supposed to be. That's not what we're all about here, supposedly. But yet more and more of these Bible thumpers get in because they, you know, represent, as Richie said, pendulum gone too far the other way. And that's true to a point. But, I mean, it's fairly clear what the Constitution says, even for simplest folks to figure out, the separation of power, separation of church and state.
There's a lot of different how that's read.
Why is there?
Pretty fundamentally clear that we were founded on a separation of church and state. I mean, you learn that in like third grade. I mean, should know that.
You swear every president in on the hand of the Bible.
Okay, so here's the way you check this out. Go do a review, if you have the time and you have the desire, of most of the people who signed the Constitution. Most of them were Masons. Masons do not have, it's not religion. They're not religionists. Most of the Masons that I know never go to church. Mm-hmm. Their religion is the Masonic temple, but they are not religionists per se.
Right.
And one of the reasons they've gathered strength is because, back to the pendulum theory, which you put forth accurately, the pendulum, the reason for our being a country and for separating from England is because the leadership in England wanted everybody to believe their religion. They wanted the state religion to be what everybody, and there were plenty of people who were put to death. Look at, not only in England, but in the 15th century during the Inquisition, look at how many hundreds of thousands of people were slaughtered because they wouldn't swear to Catholicism.
Yep.
You know, I mean, come on. It's and so that's where we were when we came over here. And now, you know, people conveniently seem to forget about stuff like that. Anyways.
Well, and I agree with you 100% on that, Doug. And I just, I always find it so, I find it personally offensive. What, well, these Bible thumpers, what makes your religion more important than anyone else's?
Because their leadership has told them that theirs is the one true religion.
Right.
All of them.
So how is that any worse than any other extremist religion?
Well,
if you want to really, you know, talk about that.
You want to put it into the same category as the Muslims who say, my religion's great, I'm going to kill you all?
The Inquisition.
Let's begin.
The Inquisition.
Look out, Sam.
We have a mission to convert the Jews.
I had to break up this Bible-thumping attacks.
Yes, thank you.
Somehow.
The Inquisition. That was a very good reason.
All the Bible-thumpers are calling in saying, please play something to distract them.
Right. Yeah, so we're going to now dispense with the Jews and the Inquisition. Mel Gibson. Mel Brooks, one of the cleverest minds to ever create anything entertaining. Very, very, guys. He's still around. He's on a TV. He's on To Tell the Truth or one of those game shows. Have you seen that? Or My Line, What's My Line or something like that?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He's 91, right? 95?
No, older than that. 95, I think he is. He and Reiner and who else is in that group? They're in their
I think that's probably the last 90s. Two, and Betty White, yeah. Maybe.
Got to be in their 90s now, I would
think. Oh, yeah, they are. Yep. 45 past the hour. You're listening to an overview of the week's Hot Topics in Talk Radio.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a business phone system. That's right. Grasshopper turns your cell phone into a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use. Get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to you or your team wherever you are. And with our app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. We'll transcribe your voicemails and send them to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're always on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. Grasshopper.com/radio.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, 47 minutes after the hour. The let's see, what are we up to? Number three. The ACA repeal, America, health care. Where is that going? It's not going anywhere, is it? What's
the what?
Collins right now. From Maine?
Yeah,
end of that. So talk about annoying the audience, Richie. Here's a woman who has an R next to her name who's gotten in the way of what Trump wanted to do. But she's from a state that's accepting. If she were from Georgia or Alabama, one of those places, they'd be running her out of town.
Yeah, lock her up.
Right.
The Republicans are a mess.
Rock her up. Rock her up.
Well, the Democrats aren't any better, so.
No, the whole country's
at least they all agree.
Yeah. No, they don't. I don't think the Democrats. The dog, what do they call them?
Blue dogs.
What do they call the dogs? They're
blue dogs.
Blue dogs, yeah.
I've never heard that. What is that?
Haven't you, the blue dog Democrats?
No, I've never heard that.
Check, look it up. They're all mostly the Southern Democrats. All right, number two. The tax overhaul. I haven't heard two peeps about this week. I've seen a few stories about it, but I don't know.
Oh, it's coming out now. They're starting to attack it, saying that it's for the rich and not for the poor. The expected conversation.
The usual stuff. Okay.
Yeah, right.
But there are actually, though, some Republicans. I think, I forget which one it was. There was a pretty prominent Republican on the budget committee saying that the tax cuts will actually just really create a huge problem for the deficit. So it's not just like Democrats saying, oh, it's only for
whatever.
The rich. I think there's some whatever.
Whatever.
All right, well.
It creates revenue. It creates jobs.
Right, it creates jobs.
Right. It's predictable.
It's so specious. The argument's very predictable.
Right. They're going to
number one on the countdown this
kids.
Week, the anthem protests. The NFL is hurting themselves a lot, I think
so, too.
They seem to be self-destructive. Here they got this golden egg, and they're putting it in the burner. All right, thank you,
Jones,
Joe.
Jones is a genius. All right.
Thank you, Victoria. Richie, thank you. 50 minutes past the hour.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Three after the hour, time for us to have some fun with Chuck Curry, who's our movie man. This is Movie Moments on the DJV Experience. So Richie asked Chucker, what do you want me to play from Risky Business? This looks like the choice. Crank it up, Richie, for a minute. Old-time rock and roll. So Chucker always has something up his sleeve. There's some crazy connection to the music and might be out in left field, but let's find out why he had Richie play this from Risky Business. Chucker?
Well, Tom Cruise has a new movie coming out today, Doug, American Made.
Yeah, this is a stretch. Couldn't
you know, I was surprised when I was doing some research on Tom Cruise. He's only made 46 movies as an actor. I thought it was in a lot more, actually, yeah.
Yeah, but they're almost all of them top-of-mind experiences when you think about them.
Pretty much so.
Yeah, all of the movies, it's hard to come up with, and even though
yeah, think
great
of a
variety.
Horrible Tom Cruise movie. What's a bad Tom Cruise movie? I can't.
A lot of people said the one he did with Nicole Kidman was pretty bad.
Far and away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought there's that what's the vanilla thing?
Not Vanilla really, Sky was weird.
I like that movie actually.
It's kind of weird, but most of the action stuff is pretty consistent.
What's your favorite? I have a favorite Tom Cruise movie. It's a no-brainer. He's Jerry Maguire. I think that's the perfect film.
I love that movie.
And I think Renee Zellweger was never more appealing than in that film.
My favorite Tom Cruise movie is A Few Good Men.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Fabulous.
Too.
I like one on the 4th of July also.
Tropic Thunder for me. He's hysterical in that.
But he's good in Top Gun. Mm-hmm. I think the Mission Impossible movies are very good, very entertaining.
I'll tell you another movie that maybe you forgot, Color of Money, opposite Paul Newman, Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, that's very good.
His acting's really good in that film.
Yep.
Was the one he did with Wayans, where he was the hitman?
Collateral.
Yeah.
Jack Reacher. Yeah. Those Jack Reacher movies were actually,
it's interesting, because we talk about this on the show all the time, where there are people go to the film, movies for concept or actor. Yeah, he's clearly concept, and if you look at his last few movies, Jack Reacher 2, which is basically a throwaway B-movie, very watchable, didn't perform very well, and then this summer's The Mummy really underperformed, so...
That was terrible. That wasn't a bad movie.
And this movie, American Made, which is getting some really good reviews, is tracking at around a $17 million opening weekend, which is so-so. It's an R-rated movie, so I don't think they expected $50 million plus, but I'm sure the studio initially was hoping for $30 million plus opening weekend.
That'll be a good word-of-mouth movie, don't you think?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But let's be honest, the guy looks for 55 or 56, he looks pretty good.
He does.
I think he's doing his push-ups, Doug, like you.
The movie that I liked also is shot in part in Massachusetts. I found him very likable with Cameron Diaz. That movie, Night and Day. Yeah,
I never saw that.
You didn't like it?
No, I don't like the tone. I don't like when they go for too much comedy in action movies. I just like straight action. It's just me. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Trucker belongs in the old fart department. We'll leave him there as we continue in a matter of moments with an overview of other movies coming out this weekend here.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 502 regular taper fit and 514 straight fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at jcp.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at jcp.com for details.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
All right, so Chucker, what else is coming out this weekend that looks good to you?
Beside America Made, the remake of Flatliners with Ellen Page, and Kiefer Sutherland actually has a part in it. It was not screened in advance for critics. There's some leaked reviews that are pretty bad. That's not a good sign.
Wasn't Kiefer Sutherland in the first one? Is that
he was.
Sort of with Julia Roberts, too, right?
Right. Julia Roberts, also Oliver Platt. I like that movie, although the possibilities, I think, had more potential, it appears. The critics don't like this film. And then Battle of the Sexes goes wide with Emma Stone and Steve Carell. That's the story of Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs, Victoria. Rich, do you know who Bobby Riggs is?
Yes.
I don't, but I know Billie Jean King.
He did that classic Odd Couple episode in the 70s.
I'm retiring. She doesn't know who. Yeah. 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.